It is 8:24. John Little alongside Heather Behrens and Joe Kelly. And we are following the snow coming down across North Texas, the wintry precipitation. And that means that TxDOT is also out trying to keep us safe. We've got Kenna Mitchell on the line from TxDOT in Dallas with more. And Kenna, this is something that you guys have been preparing for it seems like the better part of a week.
It really has been the better part of a week. And crews have been outstaged across the metro in their trucks ready to go since midnight. And we are just kind of waiting to see what the storm does at this point. We're lucky we've still got some warmer ground temperatures, but we are paying close attention to those bridges and overpasses as the precipitation starts to move in.
You know, so many of us get to stay home when this wintry mix hits, but you all are out there working hard. What are you doing right now?
Again, crews are staged out there. We've also got crews in our operations center that are monitoring everything and making sure we can direct crews to where they need to be.
And if someone needs to get out and about today, can they go with some pretty decent confidence that the roads are prepared?
The roads are prepared, but it's all going to depend on what Mother Nature decides to do. So when we start seeing temperatures dropping, we know that with this precipitation, that is going to cause some icy conditions to quickly develop. So the best advice for drivers is if you do have to be out, you need to look at the forecast very carefully. You can view drivetexas.org to see the current travel conditions. And if you absolutely have to be out during the height of this, make sure you're going slow, you're setting aside all those distractions, and you're giving your full attention to the roadway.
Kenna, that's a great point. And I want to zero in on the point you made about, you know, keeping apprised of the forecast, because this is not a short event where we're just going to get, you know, the precipitation for a couple hours. This is almost a full day of precipitation. And it really is about watching, you know, how much precipitation is coming in and then also the temperature as well.
Exactly, because just a few degrees difference will make quite a difference on the roadways. So, again, we could see those slick spots developing very quickly, especially on bridges and overpasses. And we know that, you know, this looks like it's going to be hanging around the metro today and into tomorrow. So it is rather a sustained event for us for this first round.
And quickly, what advice do you have to people that are new to Texas and have never experienced this type of winter weather? And maybe they're coming from somewhere where they're used to winter weather.
Well, Texas sometimes seems to have a different way of doing weather down here. We tend to see a lot more of the ice events, of the slick events, where people from other states might be more used to just the snow events. So this storm in particular, it looks like we're getting a little bit of everything with it. So again, just paying close attention, delaying travel if you can. And if you do have to be out, just be on alert and be very careful.